In St. Paul, Minnesota today, a Hmong woman will make history. She'll take an oath and become the first of her people to be a state legislator. Members of the Southeast Asian Hill Tribe started arriving in the U.S. more than 20 years ago. From St. Paul, Kaomi Getz reports.
The first Hmong came here from Laos in 1975. They had supported American forces during the Vietnam War, serving as soldiers, medics, and translators. More than 35,000 died fighting the North Vietnamese, and thousands more were killed trying to escape into Thailand. Those that survived resettled either in crowded refugee camps or in U.S. urban housing projects. It's not been an easy road for the Hmong, many of whom are trapped in poverty here, but left without a homeland. Hmong war veteran Chong Shae-shong and wife Yua Vang only recently became citizens. Just last week, they went to a polling station to vote for the very first time.
Is this the last name?
The last name you looked at, X-I-O-N-G.
Okay. Oh, X-I-O-N-G.
Congress recently passed the Hmong Veterans Naturalization Act, which eased citizenship language restrictions for veterans like Chong and his wife. They said they voted for 32-year-old attorney Mi Mua, who last week became the first Hmong elected to state office.
The next state senator from the east side, Mi Mua!
In fact, roughly 500 Hmong registered and voted for the first time, many who only recently became citizens. Attorney Shia Lo sees the election as a significant step forward.
I think it's about time that we begin to participate. We feel like any other immigrants that we have now arrived.
One of Mua's political opponents, Jack Tomczak, isn't sure that all of her constituents will be quick to warm to her.
Some of the people have lived here their whole life, and they picture the east side being your white union area, and this is something, as far as elected office, completely unfamiliar to them.
But it's not surprising Mua was elected here. Winning 51% of the vote in a four-way race, she had strong support from many groups, but it ran especially deep with the Hmong. More than 24,000 Hmong live in St. Paul, and Mua has long been a role model for Hmong youth. Arriving in the U.S. at age 9 from a refugee camp in Thailand, she was one of the first Hmong to attend elementary school. Years later, she attended Brown University, her tuition paid by her parents working factory jobs. Mua got a scholarship to study public policy at the University of Texas, and it's there that she met civil rights leader Barbara Jordan.
She made a tremendous impact on me, and I kind of looked at her life, and that was the first time I thought that I might want to be, you know, an elected official.
Although Mua was excelling, many in her community were not. Cultural isolation, language barriers, and a rising number of Hmong teens joining street gangs burden a community trying hard to succeed and to integrate. Peter Ratcliffe teaches American history at McAllister College in St. Paul. He says the Hmong are following the same historic immigration path taken by countless generations of immigrants to this country.
Economically, they've largely been in the bottom tier as either workers or welfare recipients. They've really had struggles around identification, class, and politics.
Mua says the fact that she's the first Hmong elected to state office will eventually fade from the headlines. What's more important, she says, is to be remembered for her accomplishments in office. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz in St. Paul.